Your Press TV News in brief. Palestine Liberation Organization has condemned a Tel Aviv's plan to expel relatives of Palestinians that have been involved in anti-Israeli attacks to Gaza, calling it ethnic cleansing. Now, earlier, Israeli Prime Minister asked the judiciary to make such actions possible. Benjamin Netanyahu claimed expelling Palestinians would reduce violent incidents. Syria says the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council has acted in line with Israeli agenda by declaring Lebanon's Hezbollah a terrorist organization. Syrian Foreign Ministry said that some Arab countries, led by Saudi Arabia, are angry at Hezbollah for fighting terrorist groups such as Daesh and al-Nusra Front. Syrian Kurdish fighters have taken control of a strategic hill in Aleppo from al-Qaeda-linked affiliated al-Nusra Front terrorist group. Castillo Hill was captured in the offensive aimed at cutting the terrorist supply lines to the city. Kurds' next move will be pushing north, that is, from the neighborhood of Sheikh Maksoud. Iraqi officials have hailed new achievements by the army forces and volunteer forces in an operation against ISIL terrorists. They said the terrorists were pushed out of a desert area north of Baghdad. Commander of the Iraqi Air Force, Hamid al-Maliki, has described the new success as beyond expectations. Turkish police attacked pro-Kurdish protesters in the city of Diyarbakir. Now, protesters were rallying against government-imposed curfews in the region and the military's crackdown on the Kurdish militants there. Rights group says that people have been the victims of the fight between the government and PKK militants. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders has closed its only facility in the Razi district of Yemen Sada province. Now the decision is due to the ongoing Saudi air campaign. To date, more than 8,400 Yemenis, most of them civilians, have been killed in Saudi attacks. Egyptian lawmakers have dismissed a deputy after he held talks with the Israeli ambassador to Cairo during a dinner at his home. Tofiko Kasha says that he hosted Haim Koren to speak about Egypt's concerns over a controversial dam project that's being built by Ethiopia on the Blue Nile. The United Nations has warned that the humanitarian crisis in South Sudan is worsening. It said that tens of thousands of people have died and some 2 million have been displaced as the warring sides continue to fight. South Sudan plunged into civil war after gaining independence from Sudan back in 2013.